You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. Hey everyone, I'm back. It's been a very long time since I've actually sat down in this chair and gotten the mics up, gotten the computer up. Well, to be honest, everything was already up and running. I just had a blanket over it, and I realized that I think the cat peed on the blanket that I had over the thing, so I had to clean everything out. That's the dangers of having your studio inside the garage. And I live in the country, as you guys know. So I live in the middle of nowhere. And there's mice, there's lizards. Well, I have livestock. So with livestock comes everything else you don't want. Snakes, mice, all that. So the cat. My cat, Pretty Kitty, she runs around inside of the garage. She kills mice, and sometimes she gets locked in here for a good day or two, and she doesn't have a box in here. I should really fix that. But yeah, she peed right on my blanket. So that was a really good way to start this Hello, I'm Back show. So hello, I'm back. Yes, finally, it's about time I get to do some amazing advertising stuff, because I've been really wanting to do it for, I don't know, the past couple of months. So yeah, life gets in the way, and, you know, recording a podcast all the time is very time consuming. I mean, Amazing Advertising is only 20 minutes at the most, 25, 30 minutes, and it usually takes me about 2 hours to complete one episode. A lot longer, actually, because I got to do the research, I got to look at commercials, but I love doing the show, and I love doing it for you guys, so I'm very glad you're listening. So life got in the way, and I couldn't record, but I'm back. And sad to say, if you're a Thursday theme song or the Friday show listener, those two shows have been discontinued, or they're on hiatus for who knows how long. Me and April, we just couldn't find the time to record together. April was busy. I was busy. It was probably more April, because I have everything already up and running. Recording is ready to go. I just need her to sit down and record. And if you listen to our last shows that are on the feed, like all the Halloween shows, you start noticing that April was getting really tired through a lot of them. They just didn't come out as good shows, and I want to bring good shows to you guys here on this feed. So eventually it just boiled down to me getting fed up with April not being able to find the time. Oh, I could understand why. I mean, she doesn't drive. She needed to get picked up, taken to work, but now she needs to take the bus, and she works far away, and the bus takes forever to pick her up, so she just couldn't get the time. But, you know, me and April, we're still really good friends. We talk all the time. I talked to her a couple of days ago, so so we're still really good friends. But who knows? Maybe one day we'll get the podcast going again. It'd be nice if we could, because I enjoyed having a free-form show. I mean, Amazing Advertising is pretty cool, but it's all scripted pretty much. So doing a solo cast is a lot different than just sitting in front of a mic, talking with somebody, because most of the time I forget the microphone's even here, and me and her just have a conversation about whatever we're doing. But so yeah, Thursday theme song, the Friday show are no more. I have a couple of shows left in the can that I never released. So if we ever get the show going again, we can use those as placeholders and all that good stuff. But yeah, the Facebook page has been booming the last couple of weeks. I've been trying really hard to post just random things, mascots and commercials, just cool stuff that, you know, walking around the store, I see, hey, Twinkie the Kid. So I take a picture of it and post it. There's a lot of cool stuff that goes on. So if you're not on the Facebook page, go ahead, get on Facebook, like the page, facebook.com/amazingadvertising. You get to see a lot of cool stuff. And one thing that I want to try this year, I really need to try to make a little bit of money with this podcast. Not a lot, because I could pretty much support the podcast on my own, but it'd be nice if I didn't have to pay like the $15 hosting fee that I got to pay every month. I honestly, when I first started podcasting, I spent easily a grand, maybe $1,200 on equipment, mixer, stands, microphones. I probably went through about 4 microphones before I found this one, and I'm starting not to like this one, so I'm going to have to replace it soon. Just, you know, the past couple of minutes that I was sitting here about to start recording, I couldn't get the stand to work because this microphone is so heavy that the stand starts pulling down. And no matter how much I tighten the stand, it still seems to be pulled down. Like, I'm looking at it right now and it's slowly going further and further away from my mouth. So I have to either get a new microphone that's not as heavy, because this thing easily about 5 pounds, 10 pounds, something like that. It's ridiculous. But the guy at Guitar Center told me it was a great microphone. You need to get it. You need to get it. So I got it. And here we are, going to replace it later. So yeah, I'm trying to make a little bit of money, not a lot. Like I said, I started a Patreon page. If you guys don't know what Patreon is, you pretty much start a Patreon and people that listen to your shows or people that want to support you can give you monthly donations that help with hosting and getting new equipment, all that stuff. So if you guys want to become a patron, it's pretty cool. The website is patreon.com/amazingadvertising. I'll be posting it on the show notes all the time now in case you guys want to, you know, give me $1 a month or something like that to keep the shows going. Anything really helps the show, because like I said, I love doing the show, but it's getting more and more costly, which is cool. I mean, for only $1, the way Patreon works, you get to give, like, you get something. It's not like you're just giving me any money and you get nothing out of it. Like, for $1 a month, if you donate $1, you get to suggest, like, topic shows. If there's a specific mascot you want me to talk about, you know, get on Patreon, show me some love with a $1 donation, and you get to suggest whatever you want. You get top priority, even if you're not a patron, which is cool. I love that you're just listening. You get to suggest topics, but Patreon people will always get top priority. If you donate $5, you get the shows as they're recorded. Sometimes I record the shows. I record like 4 of them in a day, and I'll space them out throughout the month to have one come out every week. But if you're a patron, you'd get all 4 shows right at once. Right after I'm done recording this, I'm going to record one more show of Amazing Advertising, and that show is going to be posted on Patreon tonight. And so the Patreon people that donate, that have donated $5, which I'm happy to say I got somebody, yeah, one person, and they're going to get the show right as it's recorded. So that's pretty cool. But I also started one more thing. If you guys are on the Facebook page, you guys probably already saw it. For $10 a month, I'm going to start doing like Amazing Advertising video casts, where I take the recorded shows and I kind of put pictures along with me talking, and I actually input the commercial that I play on the podcast. I'll input it in the video and you can actually see it versus just listening to it, because a lot of these commercials are very visual. And I mean, I listen to Amazing Advertising in the car all the time to kind of help me, I guess, if that makes any sense. You know, I can hear, oh, you messed up here. You need to stop doing this. It sounds weird here. You have to up the mic. You know, a lot of different things that run through my head when I listen to my own shows. And so yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm starting to do those videos, and I'm also going to start doing videos where I show a lot of the stuff that I have in my collection, because I talk about my collection a lot on the show, and it's constantly growing. It's growing all the time. Like, just, I think last week I got another Trix rabbit, which is fun. I don't know. I love going to thrift stores. Me and my wife, we love going to thrift stores, and just I spend probably a good 20 minutes looking through all the toys to make sure there is no amazing advertising or no advertising character there that I can take home. And I find a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I found a Twinkie the Kid cup. I found, what else did I find? I always find a lot of those Campbell's Kids cups. I find tons of those everywhere. I found a California Raisin out in the wild. A lot of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, they're always there. And it's cool because sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And I like to get a lot of them that work, and I like to play them. Like, actually, I think I can grab one. Hold on. And let's see if this one works. Yeah, that was Talk About Chihuahua. It's a singing one. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm going to make videos of that. I think the first video that I'm going to do for the Patreon, I'm going to, if you guys remember my Mrs. Olsen episode, I mentioned that she did a cookbook. There was a cookbook featuring her, and there's pictures of her and, you know, all this other stuff. So I'm going to do a video of me looking through that magazine, or it's not a magazine, it's an actual cookbook, but it kind of looks like a magazine. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to look through it, make some commentary. Hopefully I can make you guys laugh, make it interesting. You guys can actually see the stuff that's in there. You guys don't even have to spend the $5 or whatever it is to pick one up. You guys can actually just see it there. And I got a lot of cool stuff like that too. I got this McDonald's record. I don't want to tell you the full story, but there's this cool story behind the record of how they used it in marketing. I have a letter from the... from like corporate telling the managers about this record that they're going to give out and about the new Ronald McDonald. So it's pretty cool. So I can't wait to do something like that for you guys. So yeah, go to Patreon, help me out. Give me, you know, give me a small donation, even if you can't, which is fine. I mean, share the show. You could always leave me a review. Those reviews on iTunes, they've been starting to go up. So I'm really happy about that. And yeah, just spread the show. I mean, if you like the show, please support as much as you can. Just listen and share the show. Yeah, that's about what I can say. So I guess that's going to do it about where I've been. Like I said, life, not much else. Oh, my freezer kicked in. I don't know if you guys can hear that. So yeah, that's it. New episode. I'm gonna get it started right after this one. So yeah, check them out. Okay, see you guys probably next week if you're listening to this on iTunes. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.